T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I leave town for 5 days. I come back, and Robert Irwin Jewelers is still hooking you up. They have a loose diamond event coming up the back half of this week, into the weekend. Lowest prices on hundreds of loose natural diamonds. All shapes, sizes, cuts, clarity, budgets will be taken care of. This Thursday to Saturday at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended, across from Novel Booksellers. It's a great time to buy a diamond engagement ring. Robert Irwin Jewelers always has a huge selection of loose diamonds and designer ring settings. But during this event, the selection is supersized. Hundreds of choices, again, in all shapes, sizes, and all of the most sought-after designer engagement ring styles. 0% interest for 60 months or up to 20% off during this event. Plus, every diamond engagement ring purchase comes with a free men's wedding band. Upgrades are welcome. Loose diamond and bridal event at Robert Irwin Jewelers is a great time to upgrade your original diamond engagement ring to something bigger and brighter. Or maybe you want something or to upgrade your diamond stud earrings, something like that. Bring in your old earrings, trade them in for a pair, and again, bigger, brighter diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The loose diamond and bridal event going on this Thursday through Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers at the Perkins Extended location across from Novel Booksellers. For complete details, go to rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Now, on that note, I think it's time that we do this little thing that we do every single day called the Blitz. Connor, hit it.
Now, the biggest stories. Overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor, let's go.
The NFL draft is 24 hours away, and some change may come. We will be carrying it right here on 92.9 ESPN starting at 6 p.m., but I think one of the most interesting top five picks to monitor is the one that rounds out the top five. The Chargers with new head coach Jim Harbaugh. Today on ESPN, The Bet, the odds to draft a QB with the first draft pick for the Chargers have moved from the opening line being 100-1. Tuesday it was 15-1, and now it is 6-1. Clearly a line based on J.J. McCarthy's relationship with Jim Harbaugh, but do you envision any scenario where the Chargers draft J.J. McCarthy?
Absolutely the hell not. Why? Why in God's green earth would you do that?
He's a winner.
I just think it would be so foolish. You're starting over your quarterback situation. Granted, yeah, J.J. McCarthy would be cheaper, but then you got to trade away Justin Herbert, who's one of the young, bright, shining stars at the quarterback position. Hey, take a damn wide receiver if you know what's good for you. I don't know what's so complicated about this. If Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't get picked by the Cardinals at 4, and they have someone trade with them, and Monty Ossenfort, their GM, said he's still fielding offers, although it seems more likely they may take Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers or Roma Dunsey is going to be right there for the taking. And I don't see why you wouldn't do that. And if you're not going to do that and you want to go with this ground-and-pound style you did at Michigan and you're Jim Harbaugh, sure, trade down maybe, find another third, fourth-round pick in this year's draft, grab Joe Walt or J.C. Latham if you can do that, and then try to find a good second-round pick wide receiver. But then you're sacrificing a sure thing at the wide receiver position for somebody like Adonai Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell, who may or may not be that great in year one. You may have to develop him a little bit more. I just don't get the thought process behind this. You just paid Justin Herbert 5 years, $262.5 million. He is phenomenal at the quarterback position. You have what you need. Why would you move off of that for an unsure thing in J.J. McCarthy at this level? And as much as I get the relationship and the style of offense It may fit J.J. McCarthy. What Jim Harbaugh wants to do, he wants to bring Michigan out west. That's what he wants to do. It's very clear. He wants to bring Michigan to L.A. As much as I get that thought process, I still think at the NFL level, it's going to take more than 8 passes to go win a playoff game. It's going to take more than 135 yards and 1 TD passing the ball to go win a ball game in the playoffs. And I'm not saying J.J. McCarthy is incapable of that. I have said that on numerous occasions. But at the same time, you're projecting that he's going to do that. And I've seen Justin Herbert. He's more than capable of throwing for 300, 400 yards in a game, limiting turnovers, doing all the things you want him to do in a quarterback in the National Football League. So I know that the line is moving a whole lot. I don't envision a single scenario where that's a possibility, J.J. McCarthy at number 5 to the Chargers. I think the likely outcomes here are take a wide receiver or take an O-lineman or trade down and take an O-lineman, take a wide receiver in the second round. Those are the only options I think that the Chargers have on the table right now. And if, and I mean the outside chance comes up that he decides, oh, we're going to move away from Justin Herbert and grab J.J. McCarthy, and I think that is so outside the box, it's not even rooted in reality. If that were to happen, he is signing his death certificate as the coach of the L.A. Chargers if he convinces his GM to go do that. He is signing his death certificate. Because if that doesn't work out, and in 2 or 3 years you're a bad bottom dweller in the AFC West, you're screwed, you're out of a job, you have to find a new one. So I think that would be very, very dumb. I know what the odds are saying, and I know they keep moving up, but I think we're talking wide receiver or O-line. Yeah!
Peter Schrager from NFL Network is projecting a lively first round. He has said he thinks once the draft gets outside the top 5 picks, it could get wild. In fact, he said 10 trades in the first round, which would be an NFL record, wouldn't surprise him.
Okay. I think the first tradable pick is 4, right, with the Cardinals. Although it's been leaning away from that for a while. Monty Austinfort, I talked with Mike Keith about this. Monty Austinfort, their new GM, he came from the Titans. He was the director of player personnel. He said, it's like, you know, you have a home that you really love and you bought it a few years ago and someone shows up at your front door. If they offer you the price of the home at that moment, you're probably going to say no. If they offer you double the amount for that home, hey, let's pack the bags. Let's get the hell out of here. So he wants a king's ransom for that number 4 pick. If he doesn't get it, he's probably going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. But that's where the trades could potentially start. But then we're talking about the Chargers. That is a tradable pick. I think the Falcons at 8, that is a tradable pick. The Bears right now at 9. I mean, you add Keenan Allen, and you already have, like, some guys. I mean, you look at DJ Moore. You have your wide receiver room sort of filled out for the most part. You could add Roma Dunsey there. But if somebody offers you a good, you know, price for that number 9 pick, you could trade out of that. The Giants could be an interest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thing one, if Drake May somehow fell and they traded up to number 4 with the Cardinals, that could be a tradable pick, but I don't necessarily envision that. I think the Titans are the one that will sit at 7 and take whoever the hell they want to take. I don't really see that as a tradable pick. I don't think there will be 10 trades. That would be an NFL record. But I think this could be a lively first round. I think, you know, one thing ultimately leads to another. We had 9 in 2022, and I thought that was a little bit surprising. It wouldn't surprise me if we get up to that number. I don't think we'll exceed and get to 10, contrary to what Peter Schrager is saying. I know he's got good intel, and I know he's got good sourcing, but 10 trades is a hell of a lot to have night one in the NFL draft.
Man, if the Bears walk out of this draft with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunsey, it's It's a hell of a first round.
Yeah, I mean, think about that wide receiver room at that point. Roma Dunsey, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. That would be pretty phenomenal. Keenan Allen can work out of the slot. Roma Dunsey, really good, strong receiver on the outside.
DJ Moore,
same thing. And that's the point I was about to make. Justin Fields is sitting there with Pittsburgh. They didn't even pick up his fifth-year option today. And he's like, damn, you're giving this next guy, number 13 for USC, you're giving Caleb Williams everything and more. Where was this for me? I had Darnell Mooney. Well, I had Allen Robinson on his last leg as an NFL wide receiver. But it's clear the Bears are really trying to trend in the right direction. If they take Roma Dunsey, that would be phenomenal for them. They'd be so damn good. And you have DeAndre Swift in the backfield. Their O-line's getting better and better. I think that would be phenomenal for them. But if you get a good price and you have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen in that wide receiver room already, I don't see the need to take Roma Dunsey.
Speaking of wide receivers, do you think it would be a smart move for the Cardinals to move away from Marvin Harrison Jr.? He seems like he might be the best wide receiver prospect we've had in a while.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of foolish for them to move out of that pick and not take a wide receiver there because they – traded away Rondale Moore. They need the next Larry Fitzgerald. They need somebody because they're committed to Kyler Murray. They're trying to
get him some guys.
And I think it would start by getting somebody like that who is a surefire first round talent, surefire 1,000-yard receiver in this National Football League. Kyler Murray throwing to him, I'd feel pretty good about that. But again, they're in an interesting spot right now. I don't think they're expecting to compete in the next few years. They're trying to rebuild at least a tad bit around Kyler Murray. If they trade that pick, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Who do you think the Patriots want?
I've heard so many different things.
Schefter today said that they're taking offers. Yeah.
You know what that seems like to me, though?
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, because top three pick, there's three quarterbacks that are very clearly
on top. Right.
There's three quarterbacks that are very clearly on top of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Take one of whoever doesn't get picked at number two by the Commanders, take the guy that they don't take. It doesn't seem that complicated. You need a quarterback to build around with a new regime, new GM, new head coach. Move forward. And that starts with a damn quarterback. You cannot win games in the National Football League without a good quarterback in this day and age. You could do it back in the day with Rex Grossman's. You could do it back in the day with a good offense and Jim McMahon with the Bears. You could do that. Not today. Patrick Mahomes, the reason that the Chiefs continually win, yeah, they had a great defense last year, but it's because they have that guy at quarterback that you can trust no matter what the situation is, with Rashee Rice at number one as the number one wide receiver, with freaking Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney catching passes, or not catching passes depending on the situation because we know their hands are a little rough. But you need a quarterback that can make it happen. I don't see why the Patriots would even give thought to not taking one of – they have to take one of Jaden Daniels or Drake May. That seems like, hey, we're trying to create a distraction for you. Look at the shiny object. We're going to take one of those two guys.
But who are they distracting?
I don't know.
That's the funny part about it. Who are you distracting?
I get that. But, like, teams never want any of the other 31 to understand what they're doing. And that's where the Patriots are at, I guess. They just sort of want to create these sideshows and throw people off of their trail, which it doesn't really make sense in reality, but it doesn't really make sense. Like, why are they trying to fool anybody? But teams do weird things.
Outside of the
especially
quarterback,
around the NFL draft.
Outside of the quarterback position, who do you think is the most impactful guy that could get taken in the top 10?
I think Marvin Harrison Jr. would be that guy, or Malik Nabers.
Do you think it's going to be receiver
and
quarterback?
And I think there's some sleepers at the bottom of the first round that you really need to pay attention to. There's their edge out of UCLA, Laiatu Latu, who was so damn productive at UCLA, but he had a couple of injury issues, some knees along the way. He's so good. You turn on the film, he's phenomenal. He'll be at the bottom of the first round. That will be an impact player year one. I can tell you that right now. He is he's a high floor guy, and I think he still has the high ceiling. He's just going to have to keep injuries away from him. I think Joe Alt, who is sort of the guy that's mocked for the Titans, I think that's an immediate impact guy. I'm not necessarily convinced that Joe Alt is a – I'm not convinced he's all-pro caliber guy, but that he's the type of guy
– Are you talking year one?
Yeah, well, I'm talking his
just
whole career. And maybe he can get there. He's big. He's strong. He can do a lot of different things. He's good in pass pro. He's an absolute road grader in run blocking. But he's the guy you look up in 12 years and you're like, that guy's been good for 12 years. I know you want these like impact, all pro, Hall of Fame level talents in the top 10. That's not always how it works out, but that's how you feel about it in the moment. But if you look down 12 years from now and that guy's still starting at tackle for you, you feel pretty damn good about it. I think Joe Alt's that type of guy who immediately will have that impact and will get better and better as his career goes on.
I hope the Titans draft him. He's who I have, become attached to at 7.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Do you have any guys, Connor? I know I have. Gabe's guys. We know that I have some guys.
Yeah,
that
my
I
guys
like
are pretty
draft.
Much your guys.
Because okay. You're
the expert. So yeah, why yeah, would I say? Yeah. It'd be weird if I was like, I actually think that this guy's gonna suck. Like, yeah. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I think Roma Dunsey has a chance, but I'm curious.
I think Roma Dunsey might be my dark horse for he could end up being better than Marvin Harrison, but it's just. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. just has so many of the tools right now. I'd be shocked if he didn't turn out to be at least a pro bowler.
One of the more interesting, or I guess two guys, Jared Verse from Florida State as an edge rusher is really good. One of the most interesting guys to me, though, who will likely be a top 10, at the very least a top 15 pick. I'd be shocked if he dropped down to 10 to 15. But Dallas Turner out of Alabama, I am concerned about him in the run game, but he is just so quick off the ball, so athletic, so explosive. He jumped a 40.5 vertical at the NFL Combine and ran right there around a 4.4. Like, that's the type of guy that I expect to be an immediate help for pass rush for somebody else. Now, he may get absolutely run off the ball in the run game in the NFL, and he can learn that as his career goes on. But I think he'll be an immediate pass rusher, very, very lethal on third down for any team that takes him. But I think there's a boatload of talent in this first round, and a lot of guys will make immediate impacts. I think this is a deep first round. I think this is a deep draft at wide receiver and O-line. So keep those thoughts in mind as we head into the NFL draft tomorrow night. It'll be right here on 92.9 ESPN starting at 6 o'clock. We'll be off a little bit early tomorrow for the Gabe Kuhn Show. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note and come back and wrap up the show. We'll have the rewind when we return right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.